Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
There is a winner in West Haven.
Yes.
We now know who the next mayor of West Haven will be, and it's Mayor Rossi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations.
Were you mayor a moment ago?
Thank you.
Yeah, there should be the next mayor. Yeah.
Another short trip.
Yeah.
What was the final number?
The final number of votes I was up by, I don't have the tallies on both, 32 votes. So I gained a few votes in the recount overall.
All right. Cohen says you should step aside anyway. And he said he might file some papers disputing the results, saying that there's some issues he had with some of the mail-in or absentee ballots. What's your thought on that?
Well, first, I am not stepping aside. We've worked very hard, myself and my team. I'm very happy that it's over, at least for now, because we have to stay tuned, because I know he did say last night on all the media stations that he was basically had his lawyer with him and he was going to sue and all of that. So
we have a clip from his lawyer.
There were questions at every stage of this process, so the integrity of the ballot is in question.
Was there questions at every stage?
Well, he had questions at every stage. The trouble was they kept going, you know, up where they weren't supposed to be and different things like that. I mean, you're allowed to walk around and observe. And that's what my team, you know, a few did for my team. They like went up in Harriet North, which has like a courtroom type of feel because it was a courtroom. And were sitting like there, like watching the people and questioning them, which they weren't supposed to do. But at the end of the day, if they need to bring it to court, it's unfortunate because it will delay everything. I mean, as far as, you know, it really being over. But that's their right. And I don't believe it's going to be overturned, but stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, when do you become the official mayor for the next term? Is that right now?
It's the first. No. Ours gives a little bit of a time, not as much as New Haven. The first Sunday in December is the swearing-in ceremony, not only for myself, but for all the elected officials. And it's held at high noon the first Sunday.
Okay.
High noon.
So until then, though, you have all the powers of mayor, and you get to do whatever whatever it is
Correct.
Mayor does. Okay. So you're not just sitting there in limbo until then?
No. I'm fully content. I will be in my office shortly. I'm fully moving along like I always have. I work a lot of hours because there's a lot of work to be done there.
Hopefully Cohen won't be in there like with a tape measure.
How do these tapes look? Good?
I hope not. He's got a little ways to go. He's got to get an election overturned. That's indeed
not
what
easy.
He's looking to do.
Yeah.
No.
So this got became close for you because of all that happened, but the investigation into the COVID money. This one state rep
Correct.
Who also worked for the city. He was arrested. And then another guy was arrested. And it sounds like some of this COVID money wasn't spent right. Now there's, some newspaper came out. They got a Freedom of Information counting of some of this stuff. And there's a story out saying that there was $7,600 spent on a marching band from this COVID fund.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know. Again, I didn't get involved in that. But I also know that I knew about the FOI requests and that they were doing their best to fill them because there were many of them. But what what even the Secretary McCaw said at the Municipal Accountability Review Board meeting was we need to, wait until we have the forensic audit. The forensic audit should lay out pretty much everything.
Yeah,
we'll
see everything. But when you heard that, let's just say if it's true, that's. It was $7,000 for a band and $600 for their travel. It's a 20-person band to perform at the West Haven Memorial Day Parade. If that number is true, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I would have to go back, honestly, and look at the rules of the CARES Act. I know a lot of things were done differently because we were doing virtual. Like, yes, we had a parade last year, but it wasn't like the parade that, you know, we usually do. I know that there were questions about other things. What everybody's focusing on, at least Mr. Brown anyway, is what he believes is wrong. There's a lot, more vouchers that were correct and done correctly.
I know, but this is what, no one's going to go through that list. You know that.
Right. But they don't want to hear that. They just want the wrong
one. No, we want to hear, you know, we're focused on where it was wasted. Would you say $7,600 for a marching band was not spent correctly?
That's very good.
Again, until we look, and believe me, I have somebody pulling the CARES Act rules, because ARPA, I'm more familiar with. Those are the rules that came out. They have more stringent rules. The CARES Act rules aren't, you know, as defined, I believe. So, again, I didn't sign off again on the voucher. Want to be clear on this. I'm, you know, hearing about it when, you know, it Andrew Brown.
But let's just say, so that money is supposed to be spent like cleaning your public buildings and doing things of that nature, maybe helping citizens who were out of work, whatever.
Correct.
Don't you think a marching band, $7,000, would be a waste of money? And wouldn't you be angry at that? Like, if that's what happened? And one more part to this. Shouldn't you have known? Like, didn't you see the marching band come by? Like, hey, where'd we get those guys from?
Exactly. A plane, take money and run.
But no, we do have a festivities account in our budget. So I don't go, like, when I see the marching band, I don't run back to City Hall and say, okay, let me see where they took this money from. We do have, because we have a parade, other than when there was a pandemic, every single year, of which we set aside money in our budget to pay for, you know, bands and any kind of things that go along with the parade. So we do usually have a festivities line item in one of our budgetary accounts to pay for this stuff, because you can't just, you know, when you get there, you can't just say, oh, I don't have any money. If you don't have any money, you're not going to have a parade. So we usually put it aside, and it's been done like that for years, that we've had a parade. We have a very nice parade.
But it sounds like someone took money out of the COVID budget for that and not.
Right. The other thing that I want to look into, though, too, well, again, and until everything plays out, because I'm looking at, as we know, allegedly, Mr. DeMaster is involved in all of this. Did he switch things out, again, without a forensic audit and looking at it completely?
Okay, right. That's fair. That's fair.
You know, yeah. I don't know what was now.
I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
There was in the same report, $13,000 to two West Haven companies for reportedly fixing property damaged by storms in August of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem COVID.
Again, well, it doesn't. But again, it's very hard.
You're right.
Because right now everything is with the auditing Cohen and Resnick,
and we sent over
what they requested.
So who was in charge of overseeing that COVID account?
Well, the thing was, the way the designees went, I'm on every like account, if you will, because I am the mayor. Obviously, I don't administer every single account. So that's where the resolution was passed by the city council back in December of 2020, actually December 28th of 2020. The whole council was there.
Like, there had to be someone who was in charge of the account, like the
COVID. No, I've gotten to that.
Okay.
This allowed this. In other words, this put people in charge to administer the COVID account. The first one in charge was our finance director, and then the second one in charge was Michael DeMassa, and it was approved by the city council.
In fact, I got you.
Mr. Cohen seconded the motion and had no questions or problems, not then and even not recently.
Right, so, the finance director, is that person been named in any investigation or under suspicion or anything of that nature?
To my knowledge, no, because I haven't gotten back any of the, as they call it, fruits of the investigation. So, the only thing I know is, like everyone else, the two arrests.
Right. Mayor Rossi, West Haven's on. Let's just say the investigation comes out. These things were spent. Finance director saw it and approved it. Would you ask that person to step down?
It's very hard. Again, so I'd have to look at the thing. But yes, if it looked as though he didn't do his job after all of the information is released, then yes, I would ask that person to step down. But right now, he's afforded the same due process as everyone else in City Hall until we get to the bottom of it.
Right.
I hear you.
Maybe it, in hindsight, you should have said anything over a certain amount of money has to come over my desk.
Well, that's what we're doing now, and that's what we did when we first got in because it was such a mess. We did anything over $500 for like the first 6 months until we started getting it straightened out because it was a mess when I got in. And but the trouble is, once again, the mayor isn't supposed to be doing the mayor's office. That is a finance because they have access to the Munis system, which is our operating system, that shows the main thing you got to make sure before you sign off on a voucher is the money is in the account.
Right. No, but you're mayor, right? So you're mayor and we get a 100-year pandemic and then the federal government sends money to Connecticut. Connecticut sends that money to you. Mm-hmm. And as the CEO of the city, maybe you should have said, I want to see how every penny of this money is being spent. And I want to know who needs this money the most. And then we're going to prioritize and then spend that money on those people. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I'm the one who found it because I see they did put a report in, like a cumulative report in the, they would call them council reports, to the council, and I get a copy of that. So when I seen it growing over the amount that we were allotted, that's what I got involved in. Right, and started looking into it because I'm like, okay, we got 1.2. Now we're up to 1.8.
Yeah.
And I even have to send out an email, like, stop this. Anything else has to come through me. Yeah. You know, it's what's going on, basically, type of thing.
Right.
And that's when I started looking into it, found the Compass Company, if you will. And
then that started the whole thing. When, Mayor, when you saw that there, you know, that, this is according to reports, but when you saw that number, $7,600 for a marching band, what was your reaction?
I saw it in the paper like everyone else. My reaction is I want to look into it, obviously, but until the forensic audit is over.
No, so you weren't like, the hell?
Were they good at least?
Oh, my God. No. I got to tell you, I saw a picture of them and like their dress code's a little loose.
Yep.
Like, you know, apparently they're supposed to wear khakis.
Right.
But everyone has a different color.
No matching outfits at all. Yeah.
The pants didn't match.
Like,
it's like, are we wearing blue tops or black tops?
No, it's all us.
For $7,600, let's get our uniforms together.
Yeah.
No, but again, as I said, we'll know more. I can't wait for the forensic audit to be over, believe me.
Yeah.
Then I'll have more answers and we'll have more direction on what needs to be corrected.
But you're saying if in this investigation you see that people in the city who were responsible for this account, if they abused it and misspent the money, heads will roll.
Right. We will. Right. They will be disciplined depending on what.
Disciplined or let go?
Well, that's part of discipline to me.
That's the severe
go, in other words,
discipline.
Right. Yeah. Right. First you'll be paddled, then disciplined. Yes.
Right.
Right. Right. Well, no, we don't paddle people.
No paddle. Right.
I gave it a shot.
So she's smart because, you know, that would be a quote.
Right.
And that would be a headline.
Yeah, don't say the idiot in the radio said that.
Yeah. So, all right, Mayor Rossi, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Congratulations on the win. Boy,
yes.
That was a tough one.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.